Strengths complement gaps. We've got them all. Strength is misunderstood and underrated. Strength is misunderstood and is often underrated. What comes to your mind when you think of strength? What comes to your mind when you think of strength? How many of you think of the Incredible Hulk? That's pretty strong. Wouldn't want to meet him when he's having a bad day. We think that's all strong. How many of you think of an ant? Do you think of strength there? Do you know that ants can carry 10 to up to 50 times their own weight because of their strong leg muscles? And then some of the ants, you actually see them linked together. That's why the Proverbs talk about the ant a lot. You see them linked together and form all kinds. Like, it's amazing what an ant can do. It's a good lesson to the church that we should be linking together more than often the church does. But do we think of strength in an ant? Not necessarily. How about a platypus? Do you think of strength with a platypus? The unusual appearance of an egg-laying, duck-billed, beaver-tailed, otter-foot mammal. They're still alive. They're in Eastern Australia. They're kind of cute, aren't they? How many of you say cute? I think they're kind of cute. It's almost like our grand puppy that we're taking care of. It's kind of ugly cute. The platypus actually is stronger than we realize in its own way. The platypus has a sense of electrolocation, which it uses to detect prey in cloudy water. So it can swim around and it can detect its food because of this strength. It's also, did you know this? It's also one of the few species of venomous mammals. The male platypus has a spur on the hind foot that delivers an extremely painful venom. Did you know that? It has its own strength. So each, whether it's the Hulk, the ant, the platypus, whatever it is, there's all kinds of strength. There is inner strength. There is character strength. There is resilience, endurance, the thinking under extreme pressure. There are incredible Christians around the world that are indeed strong in the midst of extreme difficulties and persecution. We can read the stories, we can see the stories, we can even talk to one another and go, wow, that's incredible strength. The question is, how strong are we? I was looking at a trailer of a documentary of a family, a Jewish family, that incredible story of how they escaped Germany, they escaped the Nazis before they got caught. They didn't get caught. How they were able to get away. And they're interviewing one of the older ladies now. They're interviewing this family now. And the older ladies, and she says something to the effect that we actually don't know our strength until it's tested. Here was a woman who went through a harrowing experience, and her family and her siblings, and then she's sitting there in this interview and going, you actually don't know how much strength you have until it's tested. I could do all the weightlifting and running and other forms of exercise, but I won't know how much strength I actually have until it is tested in a contest or a real life situation. The Apostle Paul is concerned about the church in Thessalonica. We're working through the first book of Thessalonians. And he's concerned about the church. He was only able to be with this church to start it for maybe a couple of months. And then he was run out of town. And so he's really concerned about how the church is doing. Are they still together? Are they still following Jesus? Or have they given in? The pressure is too much and they don't have any more strength. And it's a question for us as we work through this. How is our strength to be able to handle all the pressures of our lives? And every one of us has our own pressures, our own challenges. How are we doing? And the Apostle Paul, as we talked about last week, is trying to strengthen the church. He's trying to encourage the church, and he's trying to keep us from being shaken. That's what he's trying to do. And so what he does is he could stand it no longer, and so he sends Timothy to check on the church. How is the church doing? Is there even a church? He wanted to find out, are you strengthened? Are you encouraged? Are you staying from being shaken up by all that's going on? Because he knew it was a tough situation. Sometimes great strength shows up when we least expect it. You won't know. We won't know how much strength we have until it is tested. And some of you, if not any of us here this morning, have gone through some very difficult times. Very difficult times. And you have the strength that you didn't know that you actually had. And you look back and you wonder, how did I make it? But I made it. I survived. You didn't know you could. So I want us to look into 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. So remember, the Apostle Paul sends Timothy to check on the church. He goes back to tell the Apostle Paul and Silas and others how good the church is doing. So then the Apostle Paul writes this letter and sends it back to them, trying to encourage them. And he says, chapter 3, verse 6, "But now Timothy has returned, bringing us good news about your faith and love. He reports that you always remember our visit when we're there, only 2 months. You remember our visit with joy, and that you want to see us as much as we want to see you. You miss us. We miss you. We want to get together. So we have been greatly encouraged in the midst of our troubles. We're going through a tough time, our troubles and suffering. But dear brothers and sisters, because you have remained strong in your faith, it gives us new life to know that you are standing firm. We were really concerned. We were really worried. We didn't know how strong, if you would still have your faith. We kind of wondered, would you have ditched it all? Would you have given up? But we find out that you remain strong in your faith, and you are standing firm. You're standing firm." Now, I was thinking through and praying through these verses, and I'm going, what is it for our church that we need to get from this passage? How do you handle, or what do you do with compliments and encouragements? How do you handle, how do we handle, what do you do with compliments and encouragement? What do you do when I have said to you many times, "You're a good good church. I love this church. You're a good church. How does that make you feel? The Apostle Paul writes a letter to the church and he goes, "You are strong. And if I sat down with you over breakfast, as Bruce and I had the other day, it was great breakfast. If I sat down with you over coffee, if I came up to you and just you and me are talking, I'm going, I am so impressed with your strength. You are an incredible testimony of God's grace in your life. What would be your response?" You see, what happens is most of us, we don't know what to do with that. And so right away we dismiss it. Maybe not out loud, but we look at ourselves and go, "Tim's just exaggerating. I'm really not that good." We do that? If I encourage you, go, "Man, you're an incredible," as I've seen hockey and some of our kids, "Man, that was a good game." Do they actually go, "Thank you, that was a good game"? When I'm watching basketball or volleyball, "Man, you're an amazing setter or amazing point guard," however you're doing that, and you're doing really good. Wow, yeah. I think most of us struggle, I do, to actually accept a compliment and accept an encouragement, don't we? I think the other part of the reason is that we look at ourselves, and I think it happens especially in our spiritual lives. If I or anyone else encouraged us in a spiritual trait, what we often do is we compare to someone else. We look, "Well, I'm not like them. I don't care about them." Well, I do. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about you. You're amazing. I love watching how you handle this particular difficulty. I love how you read the Bible every day. I see you in your window when I drive by. I hear that you're reading through the Bible again for the sixth time. That's amazing. But we right away go, I'm not that good. Compared to that person, they've read the Bible 20 times already. The Apostle Paul is trying to encourage the church. "You're doing amazing. You're still strengthening. You're staying strong. You're still following Jesus. Keep going." And I say to us as a church what the Apostle Paul wants to say to each one of us, collectively as a church, but to you individually, wherever you are at, wherever I am at in my walk with Jesus, he's going, "Good for you. Keep going. Keep enduring." The Bible talks a lot about endurance and perseverance. So, around your tables, I'm going to give you a moment to brag. Godly-like. I want you to share around your table what is one thing that's going good that you like about your relationship with God. I'm pushing a little bit because we don't brag about that. We can say to each other, "I'm really enjoying my reading the Bible every day. I'm really enjoying my prayer time or my journal, or I'm really enjoying that God's working on patience and I was patient this week, or I was about to be angry but I stopped myself, I calmed myself down." Whatever it is, I want to encourage us to say one good thing about how you're doing spiritually. And we're not comparing. What's good to you is good to you and me. Can we do that? I know some of you are going, yes, we can. You can. Okay? Go.
Thank you.
verse 6 again twice. But now Timothy has just returned bringing us good news about your faith and love. I brag about this church. When people ask me, what are you doing? Like we were at a party last night, the 65th birthday party, but you're in Rosemont? And I'm going, absolutely, we actually moved there. Like we love this town and we love our church. When people ask, I brag about this church. But now Timothy has just returned bringing us good news about your faith and love. He reports that you always remember our visit with joy and that you want to see us as much as we want to see you. So we have been greatly encouraged in the midst of your troubles and suffering. Dear brothers and sisters, Church, Rose North Community Church, you have remained strong in your faith. It gives us new life to know that you are standing firm in the Lord. Standing firm in the Lord. Next verse. How we thank God for you. Because of you, we have great joy as we enter God's presence. When we pray for you as a church, when I pray for you as a church, great joy. Night and day, we earnestly pray for you, asking God to let us see you again to fill the gaps in your faith. Interesting line. I'm going to end with that line. The Apostle Paul wants to help with gaps in our faith, but I want you to notice something. He didn't necessarily, he wrote a whole book, a whole letter to encourage them, but it's interesting to note he says, asking God to let us see you again to fill the gaps in your faith. He didn't talk about the gaps, because we all got gaps. We've all got things in our life, in our spiritual life, that we don't have put together yet. But he's waiting till he can see them again. I don't know if we ever got back to Thessalonica. I can't remember in my readings. But he's not too worried about it. To me, there's a balance of how we want to grow and how we need to grow in our faith and in our doctrine and in our beliefs and all of that. But there's the other side, the balance of, it's okay. I think some personalities, some people, put way too much pressure on themselves and put ourselves down or say we're not that good and I got all these weaknesses I got to work on. Chill. That's why we're together every week. That's why we can be in small groups and we're moving along. Let's keep moving along. Let's grow together. Because the Apostle Paul isn't all up in arms. Like, we got to get to you and fill your gaps. No, when we get to you, we'll fill your gaps. The Apostle Paul in this whole letter is so encouraging. And I want to be encouraging in the same way. So, what are our gaps? Yeah, we can look at our gaps and what do I need to grow on? What am I lacking? What do I need in my walk with Jesus? Yeah, let's work on those. Let's work on those. So application and reflection. Let's look at these questions. Where am I strong? You may want to take a piece of paper over this next week. Where am I strong? What is the strength of mine? What am I good at in my walk with God, in my life in the church, in my spiritual relationship? What am I strong at? What am I good at? you can write down good things about your life with God. Next question. What's my spiritual strength that I have? What's good? It's a similar question, but you can work at it. What strength do I have? What am I good at? Next question. What can I ask the Holy Spirit to help me with? It's not a guilt thing. Holy Spirit, what do you want to work on? What's a gap? What's something you want to do in my life? And the last question is, what does Jesus appreciate about our church? I brag about you. I say you're a good church because you are. What does Jesus say about us? How would he encourage us? Ryan, come on up. Let's sing one more song to worship. And I want us to be encouraged in your faith. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you created this church on purpose, with purpose. You love this church. Thank you for your encouragement in your word. And Jesus, I pray that you would make us strong and keep us remaining strong. I pray in your name.